Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. John Hagee does not believe in giving the gospel to Jewish people so that they can be saved. That's the headline. David James comes with Bible in hand to this broadcast table to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There was a very interesting statement from John Hagee about converting Jews. He says, many members of the Jewish community come to understand that we do not seek to convert them. And could you provide some more context?
The reason we're concerned about this statement is because, at least on the surface, he seems to suggest what is known as dual covenant theology, which says that because the Jews are God's chosen people, they can be saved by being faithful to the Mosaic covenant rather than needing to hear, understand, and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Concerning the context, Pastor Hagee was asked by the interviewer the following question: how did you decide when you started CUFI to set aside theological differences with Jews and focus on what you have in common to start a revolution in Christian-Jewish relations? And Pastor Hagee responded with this: I think the Jewish community has understandably been leery of Christians rather suddenly offering them unconditional love. But over time, I've seen many members of the Jewish community come to understand that we do not seek to convert them. Then he makes a statement a couple of sentences later that is of great concern. It is good for brothers and sisters to sit together in mutual love and respect, and we have made great progress in making that the reality. I'm not trying to convert the Jewish people to the Christian faith. There is nothing in the Night to Honor Israel that does that. He went on to say, in fact, trying to convert Jews is a waste of time. The Jewish person who has his roots in Judaism is not going to convert to Christianity. There's no form of Christian evangelism that has failed so miserably as evangelizing the Jewish people. They already have a faith structure. I believe that every Jewish person who lives in light of the Torah, which is the Word of God, has a relationship with God and will come to redemption.
Well, let's take a moment by encouraging our listeners to be careful when it comes to high-profile teachers. Just because they're popular does not mean that they handle the Bible correctly when they're teaching.
Believers need to be much more careful and discerning than they sometimes are, and not mistake popularity and prestige and power as indicators that someone can be trusted to handle the Word of God correctly.
David James with Bible in Hand, with the details on a statement by John Hagee that Jews do not need to get saved through the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You heard David James quote from the interview with John Hagee in the Jerusalem Post. The bottom line is that Hagee does not seek to convert Jews through Jesus because he believes that they can come by another way. Romans 1:16 says that the gospel of Christ is the power of God for salvation to the Jew first. That's God's word, not man's idea. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...